From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Japanese officials suspect one nuclear reactor in Fukushima has partially melted down, and they're monitoring others whose cooling systems are damaged. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yukio Idano, says through an interpreter, engineers are working frantically to stabilize the reactors.
They have started the seawater injection into the new reactor, and the level of water has risen, and it has risen for a certain level, but then it seems that the gauge is not showing that the level of water is going up. However, the supply of water continues, and so we do not know what to make of this.
An estimated 170,000 people near the damaged nuclear plants have been evacuated. The Japanese government is doubling the number of troops being sent to the Northeast to help with rescue and relief efforts. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the task is enormous.
At a press briefing, Prime Minister Naoto Kan called the crisis the worst in the 65 years since the end of World War II. He said how Japan responds to this disaster will shape the country's future. The police chief of Miyagi Prefecture near the quake's epicenter said 10,000 residents may have perished in the catastrophe. Hundreds of thousands of residents have sought refuge in evacuation centers. Many more are without water and electricity. Officials say that damage to the Fukushima nuclear power plants that supply Tokyo mean that rolling blackouts could start as soon as tomorrow. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
In Wisconsin, 14 Democratic state senators are back home after leaving the state for weeks to block a vote on a plan to curb public employee union bargaining rights. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports, they received a hero's welcome, even though majority Republicans found a way to pass the bill without them.
Thank you!
Supporters chanted thank you as the 14 Democrats paraded their way around the Capitol building through a crowd Madison police estimated was at least 85,000 people. While Democrats lost this battle in the legislature, Senator Julie Lassa told the crowd that the new focus would be on recalling the Republican senators who supported this bill.
We will take the Capitol back! We will take our rights back!
Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald issued a written statement telling Democrats that as they pat themselves on the back and smile for the cameras, they should be embarrassed to call themselves senators. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
Hundreds of New Jersey residents are preparing to evacuate as floodwaters rise in the rain-swollen Passaic River. The mayor of Paterson expects about 1,500 residents will have to be evacuated today. Portions of New York and Pennsylvania are also dealing with flooding. Elsewhere on the East Coast, floodwaters are receding. This is NPR. In Bahrain, anti-government protests are intensifying and becoming more violent, with demonstrators blocking the main road into the capital and police using tear gas to clear them away. Officials say protesters threw rocks at police. Serious clashes are also reported at Bahrain University. UNICEF is appealing for $1.4 billion to help millions of children and women caught in crisis around the world. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports the money is needed in 32 countries rocked by natural disasters, famine, and violent conflict.
Last year was highlighted by two mega events, the floods in Pakistan and devastating earthquake in Haiti. UNICEF Deputy Executive Director Hilda Johnson says already this year, a new food crisis is unfolding and climate-related hazards are occurring.
Conflict and insecurity continue to kill and maim and destroy livelihoods. Recurring civil war, which exacts an especially heavy toll on children and women, has become the dominant form of armed conflict.
UNICEF says humanitarian crises have dire consequences for children. Many are recruited into armed forces, become victims of sexual violence, and suffer the loss of basic services such as water, health, and education. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
West Virginia is taking the matter of protests at military funerals into its own hands after the Supreme Court upheld the right of a fundamentalist group based in Kansas to hold anti-gay protests at military funeral services. The West Virginia legislature has passed a bill making protests a criminal misdemeanor. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.